Ketuvach, everyone. The Gemara in Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph is talking about the din of Remeir, that you can't make a daifen for your sukkah out of a behemah. And the Gemara comes out lemaskana, according to Amud Amar, what's the reason for that? It's because a mechitza has to be asui bidei Adam. The Gemara says, Kasav Remeir, kol mechitza shein asui bidei Adam, ain't a mechitza. Mechitza that's not man-made is not a good mechitza. And therefore, you can't have a mechitza, a daifen of your sukkah can't be made out of an animal. Now, if I was ask you why a behemah is not considered a asur b'dayadam, why is it not man-made, I think we would all answer very simply, because it's not. Behemah is not made by Adam, it's made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not man-made. It's Dvarim Pshutim, why a behemah is not a mechitza asur b'dayadam. The Pella is, if you look in Rashi over here, Rashi says a whole arichas being masber, why a behemah is not b'day Adam, and the Pella is, what is Rashi doing? Why does he need this? Rashi says, and Dibur Masul Ruach Chaim, he says, Ruach Chaim la b'day Adam hu, it's not b'day Adam, she'ein ruach b'yadei l'napchei. Ruach Chaim is not considered b'day Adam because the person doesn't have the ruach, he's not able to blow up an animal with Ruach Chaim, it's not something we're able to do, and therefore a behema is not considered asui b'day Adam. So whatever Rashi means, it's l'char tamu, why does Rashi need to come up with a hesber, why a behema is not man-made, a person's not able to make a behema with Ruach Chaim, l'char tzvarim shutim, everyone knows a behema is not made by Adam. It's not clear why Rashi needs this whole hesbo over here. What's Rashi coming to say? And I think that L'chai Rashi over here, B'lashon HaZav, is bavarding a Gemal Kazakh, is bavarding a kasha of Taisus and Ervin and Daf Tesvav. The Rashash over here is mitzayin this Taisus and Ervin and Daf Tesvav. Taisus over there is a shtaka kasha in our Gemara. The Gemara says that a mechitza, which is not asu b'dei Adam, is not a good mechitza. So, in fact, Rashash, what about the Mishnah says that if a person is Shabbos Betel or Beneka, if a person is on some type of mountain or a ditch, that's considered a good mechitza l'gabe Shabbos. And the Gemara actually brings it down in Sukkah later on in Daf Chafei Amud Aleph, brings it down in Erevin over there in Daf Tesvav. We see that a tal which is made by Kadosh Baruch Hu from Sheshes and Mebreshes, Rashi says, or a neka or a ditch, are good mechitzas, even though they're clearly not asi b'dei Adam. So how does that fit in with the din over here that we're saying in our mayor that you need a mechitza asi b'dei Adam? So Taisus over there says in Erevin that The Gemara does not mean that a mechitza has to actually be man-made. The Gemara just means it has to be a mechitza which could be made b'day Adam, a mechitza that a man could make. But if he could make it, even though it was not made by Adam, it was made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's not a problem as long as it could be man-made. So you have a mound, you have a ditch. These are things that a person can make. You can make a small mound, you can dig a ditch. Being that you could do it, and then even though you didn't, even though it's made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's called b'day Adam. What does it mean? Not also b'day Adam, something like a behema, which it's impossible for a man to make. That's how Taisus and Shan and Asi B'dei Adam, and I think that's the Gevaldik and Meduik and Rashi. I think that's Rashi's Bavani over here. He's Bavani the Kasha Taisus. What do you mean? You need a Mechitza Asi B'dei Adam. Rashi's bother. We all know that you could have a Tal, you could have a Neka, that could be a Mechitza, even though it's not man made. It's like Rashi. No, it doesn't mean it has to be made B'dei Adam, but Pile. It has to be something that a man could make. We made the Rashi's Bavani that the Rechaim of Behema is not, it's not something that is not man made, but a man can't make it. It's not something that you could do. Those are things that you could do. That would be a val mechitza, even though you didn't make a bepayel. So I think that could be the beer in Rashi's Lashon over here. And this brings us to Akasha, Gvalik Akasha from the Suval Rav again, and the Emek Sukkos over here. He asked it on Taisus and Erevin, but it's really Akasha and Rashi, the way I'm learning as well. He asks like this. He says, if the whole gather is, you don't need an actual man-made mechitza, you just need a mechitza that a man could make, even though he didn't make it, would still be good. So he says, then a behemah should be good for a sukkah, because Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin and Daf Samachay that there was some Amoraim who used to create an animal every week, a igla tulsa through Sefer Yetzirah. So, through Sefer Yetzirah, they're able to create an animal and they would eat it. V'achule. So you see that a Adam could make an animal. If Adam could make an animal, then the animal should be considered a daifen for a sukkah, even if a person didn't make it. Bibalt, he could make it. According to Taisus' formula, that would be good enough. In the Mela, he asks, why is a behemah taka not kosher to be a good mechitza? So that's his kashan. I thought maybe you can answer this. LPA cited a kashay the chenim have in this Gemara Sanhedrin. What does it mean that they created a behemoth with Sefer Yetzir and they ate it? What is the din of that behemah? Is that, did they create a behemah? Does it have a halacha? Does it have a din of behemah halacha? We treat it like an animal? Or is it maybe not a behemah? It looks like a behemah, tastes like a behemah, but it's not a behemah. It's a new bria that they created to mimic a behemah, look like a behemah, but does not have a halachic din of a behemah. What's a nafkamina? Very simple. Does it need shchita? Could you eat it without shchita? Could you eat it alive? Is there a nissan evir menachai or not? If it's a din behemah, then it needs shchita, and evir menachai is also. If it's not a din behemah, it just looks like a behemah, then these halachas of shchita and evir menachai, the chai would not apply. So if you look in Yeridah and Siman Samach Beis, in the Pesach Tshuva, Imamish talks about this And he says Lahenya that a behema which is never through Sefi Yetzirah does not require Shechita, mean Darai, so there's no Din Eivir Menachai, and Lachar, it's Mavur Midvar, that this is not treated as a halachic behema, it's not a behema, it's something that looks like a behema, but does not have a Din behema at all. May Lafi that, Lachar, the Kasha is not a Kasha. We don't find that an Adam could create a behema, they create something that looks like a behema, but that has nothing to do with a real behema. So behema, the way we have it today, is something which is not Asa B'di Adam, and Adam can't do it. And that's why the Gemara Taka says that a behema would be possible to be a different for a sukkah. It's something which is not even shaykh to be made b'dei adam, but akopanim. I think that can be the husband Rashi over here, is Mavani Taisis Kasha, that asa b'dei adam doesn't mean asa b'pail, it just means that it's roi lehe asas b'dei adam.